grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Lord, lead me from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead me from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead me from hate to love, from war to peace. And let this peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe. Amen.
Reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that none can say that you were baptized in my name. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. This is the word of the Lord.
Forgiveness. What a huge word. And no, I don't mean the number of letters or syllables. I mean the depth which that one word contains. It is so easy to say, just forgive and forget. But is it ever really that easy? I have to tell you, I've already in my life had to ask many people to forgive me, and it never seems that easy. But I did grow up Catholic. And that means we had guilt. Oh my, you have never seen the kind of guilt that a good Catholic family can pull out. While we're on the topic, what does I grew up Catholic really mean? Whenever I hear people say it, including myself, I always think, well, I grew up Catholic, but now I'm in remission and recovery. But anyways, the Catholic guilt. I never realized it until I got a little older. But we Catholics have a way with guilt that just never loses. I remember I got smart one night with my mother when I didn't clean my plate. She said, you should clean your plate. There are children in Africa who are starving and would love to have that food. Step one of guilt. You are lucky, and you better realize it. I should have turned back at this point. But no, I charged forward. I looked at my mother and I said, well then, let's pack it up and ship it to them. Bad move. Now my mother not only had me on starving the children of Africa, but also had me on talking smart to my parents. The guilt was unstoppable at this point, and I learned a valuable lesson. Just shut up and eat your vegetables, Justin. So you might be asking yourself at this point, why in the world is this guy getting up here and talking about being a brat growing up? Because this was all part of my faith journey. Through my faith journey, I learned about forgiveness. My faith journey was not always smooth or funny, I have to say, and has had some ups and downs, but I think that's pretty common for a lot of people my age. My faith was especially rattled as a young Catholic by the sex scandal that rocked the church when I was growing up. For the first time, I thought that maybe the church doesn't always have the answer. And I also began to feel like, how can they tell me how to live my life when they can't keep themselves in order? I remember strongly that it rattled my faith as it had never been rattled before. And I started to, for the first time, seriously doubt my ability to stay within the Catholic Church. I saw the church hierarchy in shambles, and yet still with an air of holier-than-thou, which absolutely shocked me. It was in this state that I went with my family to our cabin in northwestern Wisconsin. We had decided to go to a little church nearby for Saturday afternoon mass, and I sat in the church my father attended as a child, waiting patiently for the priest to give his sermon. This priest was a short, slightly hunched older man, with a slight shake mostly from old age, and the Parkinson's, he told the congregation, was setting in. He rose to speak. He shuffled slowly to the podium, and from there started to discuss an issue that many of us could barely wrap our heads around. He talked openly of the deception and horror the Catholic Church had covered up for the last several decades. But then he said his most important line that resonated deep with my heart. We have to remember that the Church is a human institution and that humans are always fallible. It may be one of the hardest things we ever have to do, but we have to find room in our hearts to forgive. It was a homily that has stuck with me to this day. But why? Because my heart had already hardened to become concentrated on just my perspective and only my feelings. I felt my only response to the church becoming more hardened was for myself to close out the church and become all the more secure in my condemnation. I didn't want to let any forgiveness in until that homily. I learned that day that forgiveness is an amazingly powerful gift given to us on earth. I spent part of my spring semester at the Corrymeela International Peace Center in Northern Ireland. While there, I saw firsthand how a culture can change so drastically with conflict. Everywhere I looked, you could see the scars of a bitter war between two peoples. But I also saw the power of forgiveness. While some members of the community are still bitter and ingrained in the conflict, others have chosen to embrace the power of forgiveness. They have been able to let go of their anger and pain at the people and the community, which has given them so much of both for many, many years. Corrymeela was a place which encouraged and facilitated the conversations and time in which to find healing and forgiveness. This was another vital part of my faith journey that taught me that the power of forgiveness can have by freeing people of pain and allowing them to let their lives move forward in peace. God has given each of us on earth the ability to forgive. But first, we have to open our hearts. There are many events which cause our heart to harden. It is always tempting to get wrapped up in the power of the hurt becoming just about us. And while this is an immensely important step in the process of forgiveness, it is the one which can be hardest to break free from. Our deep hurt usually tells us to be angry at the injustice done and to be furious at whomever hurt us. But that is not the gift which God has given us. This kind of anger and pain is destructive to us and the people around us. I truly believe that is why God gave us this beautiful gift to be able to forgive the pain and hurts inside of each of us, to lift the burden of hurt from ourselves and put it on God's shoulders, which are much broader and have carried so much more than whatever pain and hurt we have seen or experienced. It frees us as people from our past and allows us to live new again. However, there is one hurt that is even more damaging. It is the inability to forgive ourselves. We all have experiences we look back on and say, wow, I really messed up. I hurt that person badly, and there's little I can do but apologize. We might carry this kind of self-acknowledgement around for many years. It weighs on us and changes our story of who we want to be. This is by far the most destructive of any pain and hurt we have experienced. It is these mistakes which can lead us to do things that we would never do in other circumstances. It can cause us to self-loathe and even hurt ourselves or others. The power to forgive ourselves is the power to heal from within. And it is the forgiveness that is so often not thought of or acknowledged. This is what turns into guilt many times, a feeling of powerlessness and a feeling of unhealable pain. But remember, God has wide shoulders and has given us the gift to forgive. God wants us to give God our pain, our hurt, our guilt, and our actions that were not of our best selves. God can bear it, and God can help us forgive ourselves. Once we do this, we can go back to being the people we were meant to be. Not perfect, but people who live in the eyes of God and who try to do the best we can to live out the teachings of our own personal faith. We have to find room in our hearts to forgive. It is powerful beyond measure and is one of the most amazing gifts we are each granted by our Creator. It is the power to give peace, but also the power to find peace within ourselves. My faith journey has brought me to an understanding of the true power of forgiveness. It builds and sustains peace.
On this day of silence on campus, I'd also like to remind you that folks will gather tonight at 9 o'clock in the chapel to stand in solidarity with those survivors of sexual assault in our annual on-campus Speak Out. It's at 9 p.m. here in the chapel. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. May God Almighty order our days and our deeds in forgiveness.